and blackberries. And that's all the berries that grows wild.
Okay. What are some kinds that you might buy at the store? For instance, the kind that you would eat on shortcake.
Strawberries.
Thank you. And then the kind that they often make sherbet out of, it's a red berry. Rough. They make sauce out of it too.
Cranberries.
It looks like a blackberry, only it's red.
Looks like a blackberry, only it's red. Raspberry.
All right.
But I'm not familiar with that.
Mm-hmm. And then, if some berries could kill you, you would say, don't eat that, it might be...
poisonous.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with a tall bush that has clusters of pink and white flowers that blooms in the late spring?
Tall bush with pink and white flowers.
Yes, sir.
On the same bush?
I think they start out one color and then they turn the other color, and so they're there at the same time.
I don't know.
Do you know mountain laurel?
No.
All right. Do you know rhododendron?
I've heard the name a lot of times, but I don't know it.
Okay. I think they mostly grow in the mountains, so you probably haven't seen them growing. I know I have not. What is a large tree with shiny leaves and white flowers and is almost the symbol of the South? I think it's the state tree of Mississippi or something.
It wouldn't be the poplar, would it?
No, not this one, I think. Some people call it a cucumber tree, but... it has great big white flowers. It's a great big, huge thing.
Magnolia?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called a cucumber or cowcumber?
No.
Okay. Now, the next group are names for family members and that kind of thing. If a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind, she would say, I must ask my...
husband.
And he would say, I must ask my...
wife.
And a woman who has lost her husband is a...
widow.
Okay. Let's see, the man whose son you are is your...
father.
What did you call your father?
Daddy.
All right. And his wife would be your...
mother.
And what did you call your mother?
Mama.
Okay. And your father and mother together are your...
mom and daddy.
Well, one word for both of them.
Parents.
Okay. And your father's father is your...
grandfather.
And what did you call them if you knew them?
Grandpa.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Okay. How about your grandfather's wife? Is your...
grandma.
Did you call them both if you knew them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your sons and daughters would be your... a person's sons and daughters would be his...
children.
And a name that a child is known by just in the family would be his...
pet name or nickname.
Okay. What would you call something on wheels that you can put a baby in and then he can lie down in it and you take him outside?
That would be a baby carriage.
And what do you say you're doing when you take him out? I'm going to go...
strolling.
All right. And your children would be your son and your... the opposite of a son is a...
daughter.
And a boy or a...
girl.
Mm-hmm. If a woman were expecting a baby, what would you say she is?
I would say she's pregnant.
Are there other ways of saying that? Maybe old-fashioned ways?
Well, I have heard with child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that too. Anything else? Any joking way?